This school year, nearly every state reported a shortage of special education teachers. This is a persistent problem that the pandemic seems to have made worse. It means students with the highest needs do not always get the education the law says that they deserve. So some districts are finding new ways to make the job more appealing. Dylan Pierce McCoy of our member station WFYI reports one approach is seeing results in Hawaii.
Okay, so we have an expanded form, 100 plus 80 plus...
Special education teacher Heather Carl is showing her students how to add numbers. One is quick to solve the problem, but the arithmetic is harder for his classmate.
Yeah, I know you can do it. You keep going. You got to do expanded form.
Carl got her start almost 20 years ago, but it's a stressful job. She spends a lot of time on the individual instruction, paperwork, and meetings that are legally required for special education. Several years in, Carl needed a break. Eventually, she landed a better-paying district position. Then, 2 years ago, Hawaii found a way to entice Carl back to the classroom. The state increased pay for special education teachers by $10,000.
I literally could not afford to go back to the classroom without the differential.
Hawaii has struggled to recruit educators like Carl for years, and it's not alone. The federal government tracks teacher shortages, and this school year, 48 states, including Hawaii, said they don't have enough special education teachers. That's forced some schools to rely on untrained teachers to educate some of the highest need students, like those who don't speak and those with challenging behaviors. But Hawaii's pay increase has helped.
I think what we've seen in Hawaii is that it works.
That's Teachers Union President Osa Tui. Hawaii is unique because it has a single state-run district. In 2019, almost 30% of the state's special education positions were vacant or staffed by unqualified teachers. That number dropped by half after the pay bump.
It's definitely having a great impact on getting people to remain in special education, and also it's attracting folks to go into special education.
Hawaii raised special education teacher pay just weeks before the pandemic brought the state's tourism-based economy to a halt. And the education department almost pulled the plug. But school leaders were committed to the extra pay.
In my view, this is an essential cost for the children here who deserve to have teachers who are highly qualified, licensed, and skilled in this profession.
That's State School Board Chair Catherine Payne. She says the pay increase will cost Hawaii about $20 million this year. 1% of the state's $2 billion education budget. The pay boost kicked in just before the pandemic. For now, Hawaii has been using federal COVID-19 relief money to pay for it. But supporters hope the legislature will provide dedicated funding. Payne says that's a worthwhile investment in students with disabilities.
The impact of the teacher on their future is going to make a difference about whether they have a quality life as adults.
Hawaii isn't the only school system trying this out. This school year, Detroit began paying special education teachers $15,000 more. And Atlanta Public Schools is piloting a $3,000 increase in pay. Both places say they're already seeing results. But large pay incentives are rare.
It is frustrating to watch districts say they have this challenge and don't take many actions to address it.
Chad Alderman studies school finance at Georgetown University's Edunomics Lab. He says most districts could afford to boost pay for special education teachers because it's a small part of the budget, and it could lead to other savings.
If districts start thinking about the amount of money it would cost to recruit and replace a teacher who leaves, then it might start to change the calculation.
The price tag isn't the only obstacle. Most school districts pay teachers the same salaries regardless of their specialty.
It's like this is the way we've always done things, and it's going to take a lot of work to do it differently.
Elizabeth Bettini is a professor of special education at Boston University. She says special education teachers are undervalued.
A lot of times people think of special ed teachers as like, oh, they're so patient. And then it seems like a descaled profession. Then it seems like, oh, well, why would we pay you more for the skills you have working with students with disabilities when those are just like your natural caring skills?
Bettini says higher pay for special education teachers would recognize their expertise and help make it a more attractive job. But it's just one piece of the puzzle. Teachers also need good training and support from school administrators. Two things former special education teacher Emily Abrams didn't always feel she had.
I mean, after I would get finished with a day. You know, I'd go home and cry.
Last year, Abrams worked with students with behavioral challenges at a Central Indiana elementary school. It was a physical job that sometimes got scary, like a day last spring when a student became violent.
He grabbed the computer charger, yanked it out of the wall, and continued to hit me with it.
Abrams and a coworker tried to put him in a padded seclusion room. Those rooms are controversial, but many schools use them when staff worry students will be a danger to themselves or others.
And then used his body to kick me numerous times. And it was just utter chaos throughout the whole thing.
Abrams left school that day with bruised and swollen shins, and she quit less than a month later. Now Abrams answers email questions for a medical company.
I have zero stress in this new position. I can turn my computer off after 8 hours a day and live my life.
Abrams says no amount of money could convince her to go back to special education. Heather Carl in Hawaii knows money won't always be enough, but it could help.
I think if the money keeps people to kind of stick with it a little bit, you can get over the hump.
Leaders in Hawaii say they expect the state will keep paying special education teachers extra. Now they're waiting to see if other school districts follow their example. For NPR News, I'm Dylan Pierce-McCoy in Honolulu.